Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
December 8, 2013, marked the fifth anniversary of Nobel laureate and writer Liu Xiaobo's detention, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry noted in a statement recently issued in Washington, D.C. The United States, he said, is deeply concerned that Chinese authorities continue to imprison Liu Xiaobo, as well as other activists such as Xu Zhiyong, for peacefully exercising their universal right to freedom of expression. Equally concerning is the nearly three-year politically motivated house arrest of Liu Xiaobo's wife, Lu Xia. Liu Xiaobo was detained on December 8, 2008, after participating in writing Charter 08, a manifesto calling for constitutional democracy and greater human rights in China. He was tried on charges of inciting subversion of state power and sentenced to 11 years of imprisonment. Liu Xiaobo was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2010 for, as the Nobel Peace Committee said, his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China. We note that the United Nations Working Group on Arbitrary Detention has determined Liu Xiaobo's ongoing imprisonment and Liu Xia's house arrest to be in contravention of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Secretary Kerry continued. We strongly urge Chinese authorities to release Liu Xiaobo, to end Liu Xia's house arrest, and to guarantee to Liu Xiaobo and his family members all internationally recognized human rights protections and freedoms. As the United States builds a constructive relationship with China, U.S. leaders will continue to raise concerns related to respect for the rule of law, human rights, religious freedom, and democratic principles with their Chinese counterparts, Secretary Kerry said. We continue to believe that respect for international human rights is critical to China's growth, prosperity, and long-term stability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.